Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is March 8th, 2019. Tonight, I am going to do a stoner show. Now, I don't know what you guys were thinking. I'm going to do a rock show. Rock, stones, crystals, minerals. Although I have to admit, actually doing a stoner show might be really fun, you know, to bring somebody on, talk about all the different strains. So go get your doobies, go get your wine, you know, relax and come get stoned with me today. So I'm going to talk about, and I'm actually going to go through my store in Hawaii, and because I just restocked, but I have so many cool stones we can talk about. We're going to talk about the healing properties and some practical applications of, you know, what to do with them. So I want to have fun tonight. So you got your doobies and let's go have some fun. Okay, I'm going to turn me around. Oops, nope, that didn't work. That got rid of me. All right, there we go. All right, well, let's start with my big Earth Keeper crystal. I know if you guys have watched my program or done any of my Facebook pages, you know, I actually have the largest crystal in Hawaii. And this crystal is an alestial. Double terminated, which means it's got points on both ends, on the bottom and the top. And it's what they call a cathedral alestial, and it looks like a mountain peak. Now, it's also a smoky quartz. It comes from Brazil, and it weighs over 1,000 pounds. Now, I've had her for over 28 years. Now, what the alestials do, they're what you would call master teacher crystals. And what the alestials will do is open you up to working with the elemental kingdom, how to calm fires, how to bring in rain, how to calm tsunamis, all that kind of weather, how to redirect hurricanes when they're coming at your island, you know, three times in a row in a direct route. That's not natural. Now, the thing is, when you do work with the elementals and weather, it's not like it was years ago. And I'm talking years ago.
Little interruption. I lost you on cam for some reason.
No?
You disappeared.
I can see me.
I can't see it. Don't do a good. You can see. I can't see it. I don't know what happened. You were on there and you just disappeared. Well, I knew you were. Oh, there, you're back. Good. All right, I'll get out of here. Bye.
Thank you. It means you're paying attention. I love you. All right. So you're looking at my big Earth Keeper crystal. It's over 1,000 pounds. And I was talking about working with weather. Now, it's not the same thing as it was when I first started working with weather 30 years ago. Nowadays, you've got to work with a lot of artificial weather and elementals being commanded to do things that they weren't brought on this earth to do, hurt or harm. So when you listen to me work with weather, you'll also know that I give attention to the military installations, the harps and direct energy weapons, chemtrails, everything that can actually make it harder for you to calm Mother Nature down if she's going to hurt or harm. Now, I also have another Earth Keeper crystal. Turn around here if you can see her. I'll back up. Now, this is another Alestial Earth Keeper. And this is what I call Honu. Because you kind of look at them this way. Let's see if I can. Kind of looks like the turtle head up here and the wings and the fins. Now, this is called an alligator alestial because as you can see, you look at the plates on the crystal and it kind of looks like alligator plates. And it's also called a jacare crystal. Now, if you look here at the tip of the crystal, okay, right up here, you're going to see right here is what's called a phantom crystal. Now, phantom crystals are a crystal within a crystal, and we're talking really, really old ancient crystals. It just gives it more kick to the energy. Now, this one's over 650 pounds. So between the two of them, you know, they pack quite a punch. If you ever come into my store in Honoka'a, Hawaii, you can touch and hug them and really do some energy work of your own with them. So we're going to go over here. And I wanted to show you some really, really cool amethyst caves. All right, so I can get more light in there. All right, well, there's one. Let's see how this one works. Now, this is actually a pretty big cave. It's hard to see the dimensions. Now, amethyst crystals are really, really cool because what they do is they're going to open up the right brain, which is creativity, expression, the arts. And it's also the physical representation of the violet ray, which transmutes energy from dark to light. Now, when you are in congruency with the elemental kingdom, I'll pop over here real quick to show you some more amethysts. All right, there we go. This is called a tube amethyst. So it actually goes pretty deep. So amethyst also represents the violet ray. I mean, look at this guy. This is huge amethyst point. So it represents the violet ray, which transmutes energy, transmutes dark to light. And if you're congruent with the elemental kingdom, elementals will protect you. The amethyst will protect you. Now, when I was in California and I went through the big Northridge earthquake, I don't know if it was 92, 93, I lived in Topanga, California. I had a really big amethyst cluster, you know, kind of looked like this one, but it was really dark purple and about 2 feet wide and nothing but really big points. Oh no. Oops. All right, then had really big points on it, like this polished piece here. Now, during the earthquake, I had very, very little break. Matter of fact, my amethyst, which was very dark purple, all the way down, many, many crystal points, and it actually turned white on the bottom, broke in two, and it literally took the hit of the earthquake energy and saved my store and all the other crystals. And then after people came in to my store after the earthquake and things settled down, I would ask them, you know, how did you, you know, what happened in your life with the earthquake? And so many of them said, you know, things got jostled up, thrown to the floor, but my amethyst broke and nothing else got broke. I went, whoa, that was pretty cool. So the amethyst is and can and will take the hit for you and be very, very protective. Now, what this is just like what you call an amethyst point root. Oops, there we go. Very dark purple, and a lot of them actually have phantoms in it. And again, a phantom is a crystal within a crystal to amplify its energy. But with the lighting here, kind of hard to see. You know, if you can see. Oh, there we go. So that actually has, oh, it's not doing very well. I'll find better phantoms to show you because they are right here and I already picked them out. All right, this is a phantom crystal. Okay. Now, let's see if I can do this. Oops, let's see. Nope. I need an extra hand. All right, if you could look inside the crystal, you're going to see it comes to a pyramid peak inside. That's also called a phantom. All right, there you go. And it can have many layers or just one phantom in it. Now, the white phantoms are what I call master teacher crystals. And they awaken you to the higher levels, said the master teachers, and really pushes you into the stronger heights. Now, this is, if we can see, it's actually a green phantom crystal. Now, I love the green phantoms. Now, I don't know if you can actually even see the phantoms in it. Yeah, a little bit better. So green phantoms bring joy. And I have seen people go from really angry at themselves, right? This is also a green phantom, to being happy and understanding why they were unhappy. So that's green crystal. It could be a crystal with green in it, which is usually chloride. And chloride brings joy. All right, now, so as you can see, we've talked about the amethyst crystal being the right side of the brain. And then the clear quartz, and I'm showing you a cluster here. And a cluster is many crystal points coming together as and working as a family. They call them family crystals. So the clear quartz crystal, and you know, it comes in many forms. You can have a cluster, and clusters are pretty cool because, you know, crystals will amplify whatever you tell them to do. So if I want to bring in more angels, I might put a piece of celestite on that crystal and then command the crystal to amplify that celestite, and then energy would really be amplified throughout that room, or depending on the size of the crystal. I mean, come on, my earth keeper works on the whole neighborhood, you know what I mean? So if you want more protection, you could put black tourmaline on it, or, you know, if you wanted more love in the house, you might want to work with the rose quartz. And then for people who are doing energy work, God has points. Now, this is kind of a cool one because I would call it a twin. And a twin is, you know, your two male, female, or your two divine mates coming together. But crystals, when they have points coming out of it, now you've got something directional. And when you're doing energy work, some people like that, you know, where it's going to go off, where they definitely want to point it in that direction. This is a big crystal wand from Brazil. And you can see by my hand, it's pretty big. Now, this is one that I like to use when I do energy work because it really, really amplifies my energy and I can direct it out to the earth in any direction. Now, it also happens to be, all right, if you see the tip here, it's a self-healed double terminated crystal, which means the energy will go in both directions. And I would call that a Lemurian stone. Now, a crystal like this, there we go. all those squiggly lines in it. Really clean. This is a Brazilian laser crystal, and they would use that for psychic surgery. And then again, if you really want to get into the elemental kingdom, smoky quartz is for you. And smoky is a little bit grounding and sedative, but again, it awakens you to the elemental kingdom. You know, the fairies, the gnomes, the divas. I gotta show these points. I love these points. There we go. I'll go this way. Oh, those are the amethyst points. So I was talking about the clear quartz points. Got off subject for a minute. Oh yeah, this is a nice one too. Pretty clean and clear. Now, the clear quartz opens up the left side of the brain, which is logic. So if you got somebody who is a drama queen or king, you're not going to want to give them an amethyst, because amethyst really works on your emotions and helps you express everything. So if they're a drama queen, you're going to give them a clear quartz crystal. Now, if they happen to be a person who has, you know, keeps all their feelings inside, you just might want to give them that good old amethyst crystal. Now, amethyst is really good also for helping somebody get off of addictions. And actually, a clear quartz would be too if you programmed it to do that. So if somebody doesn't want to express themselves, really holds on to their emotion, you want to give them the amethyst crystal. And for those that hold on to their stuff, who's too emotional, you're going to want to give them a clear quartz. Now, crystal will also enhance the positive and help you have energy. Now, one really awesome way to use crystals, if you want to cleanse your house of negativity, so you would take a crystal. It can be small or big, or amethyst, clear quartz, but you want it directional. So you want it, you know, like one point, and you're going to get a bowl of salt, dry salt, and you're going to put the crystal in the salt, which is in a bowl. And you can do that for each member of your family. And then you command the crystal to draw any negativity that it has into the crystal, and then it's going to go into the salt. And then change the salt once a week. So you've got points, and then you've got some, oh, I love these. These are family clusters. And again, if I wanted to, I could put another stone on top of them. Yeah, Civil Shepherd's in the background. And it's going to amplify whatever stone I put out, and it'll change the energy of the house. You can also program them. Oh, goodness. Sorry. Oh. You can also program them to for protection. All righty, so what you're seeing now before you, that golden stuff, is citrine. Now, citrine, if you take a clear quartz and Mother Nature kind of, you know, puts hot lava over it, it's going to turn purple. And then if Mother Nature puts lava over that citrine again, the citrine is going to turn into amethyst. So I like to use citrine for drawing divine abundance into my life, but it's also for joy and happiness. And it also comes in many forms. So what you're seeing before you is what I call it's a cluster. So it's a family of citrine points coming together, working together as one unit. And again, you can get clusters, or if you really just want to use directional work, just get a plain citrine point. Now, one of my favorite stones is labradorite. And labradorite comes from Labrador or Iceland. Let's see if I can get it to flash. Let's see. Now, labradorite, is what you call the wizard. Oh, see if we can get it to flash. There we go, a little bit. It's what you call the wizard stone. Let's see. There we go, a little bit. Oh, there we go, we got flash. So you can see what labradorite does. It's flashing the blue and the gold. So again, what this does, it takes all your psychic abilities and brings them up to your conscious mind and helps you use them. Right, isn't that the coolest? God, I love labradorite. I just love the flashes in them. Kind of looks like opal, but it's not. It's labradorite. All right, let's see. What should we play with? All right, a good beginner crystal. For someone that's really not, it's just awakening and is afraid to play with a crystal. Right, you might want to give them a geode. Ooh, there we go. So a geode is this. Looks like a nut. You know, it's really hard on the outside, ugly rock. And then on the inside, it's all crystally. So the crystals are contained. And I really look at this more like a beginner crystal because the crystals are contained in the shell. And it's a very, very gentle energy. And it's an energy that actually helps people awaken to who and what they are. And, you know, also helps them adjust to bigger crystals. Now, rose quartz is a wonderful crystal for the heart. And rose quartz helps you. It's a stone of love, of forgiveness, of self-worth, love of others, love of self. Oops, so here I am. There we go. So this is rose quartz from Madagascar. And actually, if I can get my flashlight to work, I think I need another hand to do this, but let's see if I can do it. All right. Oh, this is not easy, you guys. I'm telling you. And you can see it's not. I'm trying to put the light in it. Actually, a star rose quartz. And a star rose is what you imagine. That, and I can't do it. It won't do it for me right now. Let's see. Oh, bummer. The star rose in it. And it's really a beautiful pink, very, very clear, which is a nice quality for rose. But it'll have a star in it. And to me, Madagascar, this, you know, the star will go across, up and down. It really helps there. You can kind of see just a little bit. There we go. Oops, you can see the line there. It's not all over the stone. All right. So rose quartz is love of self, healing of the heart, healing of relationships, love of self. And, you know, you can get the rose quartz in many forms. You can get it, you know, in smooth, in tumbled. I also have some rose quartz that if you look at it, I can show it to you. There we go. This is actually rose quartz, but it's more purple than pink. So they call that lavender rose quartz. Almost looks brown in this light. And then these crystals. There we go. Now you can see it's more lavender than pink. And that's a little bit rare. So you've got the combination of two stones, the rose quartz for the heart, and then the amethyst for the right brain creativity. And as you can look on my Earth Keeper, you know, I was talking about putting stones on top of another crystal to kind of tone the other crystal down. Well, I have the largest crystal in Hawaii. Can you imagine what it is like to live on this block with these huge crystals? So I like to put the rose quartz on it just to soften it. And then at the bottom, I have my angel light healing plates. And we're gonna get to angel light in shortly. But like I said, if you want to change the energy, just put a stone on top of another crystal. And voila, you have it. And then we have calcites. Calcites work on whatever color the calcite is. All right, so we've got green calcite. And that actually works on the heart chakra and calls in the green ray. You have the red calcite, which works on your root chakra. And then the amber and the golden calcite, there we are, that will help your memory. And then the blue calcite would work on the throat chakra. Now, for those of you that want to be calm or know somebody, you know, that really needs to relax and has a hard time, I really recommend hematite. So you can either do it in the form of, and this is hematite. You can see it's a pretty shiny gray. Guys love it. But when people come into my store and they get really, really high from all the energy here and they can't make a decision, which doesn't work for me, I have them hold the hematite and it immediately grounds them. And, you know, this is magnetic hematite. It's a little bit different than the normal hematite, that it's been a little bit man-enhanced. And these are huge magnets, and I would keep them away from your computer. But the kids love to play with them. Now, when my kids were small, and I hope they don't write a book about me. All right. So what I did, so these are also hematite and a little bit smaller. These are not magnetic. You can see how they just roll around. But actually, all hematite is just slightly magnetic, but not like the magnetic hematite. So anyway, when my kids were younger, my boys anyway, I would take really, really small hematite and put it on tape and tape it to the bottom of their chairs where they sat in school. Now, their teachers knew about this. I'm not that crazy. And what it did, it helped the kids stay in body so they didn't need Ritalin. It helped them stay in their chair and be calm. Did it make a difference? Oh my God, it did. They graduated. So hematite, you know, if you're going to go get your taxes done, you may want to stick a piece of hematite in your pocket. Now, magnetic hematite, I don't know if you know magnets. It's also a nice way to get everything circulating. So you can also put it on your body. And it will help. I've noticed when I have done that with pain, that the pain goes away because my circulation is there. That's what the hematite does. Woo, strong stuff. All right, now we're going to go into radiation protection. And that is kyanite. It usually comes in blades and come in chunks. Now, this is also good for the throat chakra. But it's really, people use it for radiation protection, so you don't take on radiation. Now, I know I've showed you a couple things of hematite, but this is cool hematite too. This is what you would call a collector's piece, because you don't find it very often. And that's the back. So just the front is polished on that. And then that's the back. You can see the hematite on it. Now, for me, if I want psychic protection, I go to the black tourmaline. And black tourmaline helps you not take on other people's stuff, other people's negativity. So there's many ways it comes. You can, you know, it comes in little barrels or tumbled. Doesn't matter, whatever you prefer. But again, when I'm going into something that I know I need more protection, I will put a piece of black tourmaline in my pocket. I will put it in, I may wear it. And if I want more psychic protection around the house, I'll put it on a big piece of crystal. Now I also have it in my neck. I mean, not in my neck. I have it in a necklace around my neck, the black tourmaline, for that little extra psychic protection. Now, if you want something that just brings you joy and happiness, peacock ore. You see all the different colors. And some of it has pyrite in it. This one does. You can see the shiny pyrite. Look at all the colors. Yeah, to me, it brings joy. It makes people happy. That's not a bad thing. All right, where'd they go? Okay, let's talk about fluorite. There we go. Fluorite comes in many, many different colors. Greens and blues and purples and pinks, whites. It's a stone for balance, for helping yourself come back into alignment. All right, then we have tektites. Let me pull out the big ones. Now, tektites are meteorites, and these actually come from Thailand, where they landed. Now, tektites, to me, takes all your old patterns, scatters them, and opens you up to new possibilities. And as far as I know, they are not radioactive, which I think is pretty important in these times to know. Go over here real quick. There's a stone called moldavite, which is a tektite. Let's see. Oops. Oh, there we go. Now this one is way more expensive than the Tektite. And it's actually green. Let's see if we can see through it. Ooh, not in this light. But Moldavite's more jimmy, and it's actually really pretty. But sorry, this light is just not cutting it. But it's the best I have to work with. So over here, we have turquoise. Real turquoise, not dyed howlite. So turquoise is a stone of communication. So if you have problems chatting, speaking your truth, you might want to carry turquoise on you or wear it. Now, God angels. So these are crystals and amethyst and smoky quartz. So you're going to have the energy of the stone, but then also the energy of the angels that goes with it. It's a twofer. Now we were talking about agates, about being a beginner stone. And so agates can come in like those little geodes I was showing you. Or they come in slices. Oops. All right, this is purple. Okay, all right, blue. Again, that would be for the throat chakra, but a lot of people see the blue agates as being very peaceful and calming and connecting them to the ocean. Go. All right, one more. And this is just a natural agate. So again, just more beginner stones. Oops. Hope you're not getting dizzy. All right, then we have rough fluorite. Oh my God, I love this stuff. You can see this is like blue and green. And again, it would pull in the blue ray and the green ray. And I love putting these in the windowsill. They're really, really pretty when the sun comes through. And they don't fade. Tiger eye. Now, this is what tiger eye looks like. Tiger eye is for strength, courage, and also pulling abundant situations to you. Now, it doesn't drop money in your lap, but it does draw you the opportunities. Oh, let's see, where should we go? So many rocks to talk about. Ooh, let's talk about malachite. All right, this is malachite. And you can see this one has some really nice rings around it. Well, that one's got some nice rings. All right, malachite holds all the Earth's records. And there's two uses for malachite. One, it can be really intense because what if you wear it? What it'll do is draw all the situations you need to overcome your fears. Yay! I'm good with that one. I don't know about you. Now, the other way is you find one with a lot of rings in it. And then you're going to, see if I can get this right. Oops. Let's see. You're going to do this. Oh, my goodness. See, you're... Oh, there I go again. Oh my goodness. You push the button on this Kindle, you disappear. So what you do is you take the malachite and you put it on your third eye like this. And you start taking some really deep breaths. You breathe in light. Exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Now imagine yourself going into a malachite cave. And the deeper you breathe, the deeper into the malachite you're going. Now, what the malachite will do, it will help you remember everything you've forgotten. Because, you know, when you've done things in this lifetime, you just don't wake up and go, oh, I think I'll be a healer. Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to be an herbalist. You've done it before. You've just forgotten about it. So when you work with the malachite, to me, it's like a shortcut. Because, again, going to bring to your conscious minds a lot of, stuff that you've forgotten that you need to remember. So let's shift it back again through this camera. All right, so we're going to talk about lapis lazuli. And this is a beautiful stone. There we go, lapis. Now, lapis comes from Afghanistan, very expensive, and it's what I call a higher consciousness zone. So what it does, it helps you reconnect again with the master teachers and the higher beings in the inner planes, and helps you move forward in the light. And that is a lapis lazuli. Oh, I got some new stones in. Let's see what I did with them. Oh, there they are. Oh, God. You got to see these guys. These are natural, and they call them fairy crosses. Each one has a cross in it. I mean, really, how cool is that? If you want to connect with the fairies and the elves, this is a great stone for you. I think it comes from North Carolina. Kind of messes with the Christians, right? It's an elemental stone. No, it's got the cross on it, but it's a fairy cross. Oh my God, how pagan. Oh. Okay, enough of that. I thought those were totally cool, the fairy elf stones. So I'm going to show you some other fairy elf stones. All right, I don't know if you can see inside, there's moss in them. Well, this is moss agate. I can get something better. This shows a little bit more moss. And what the moss agate does, again, it's a fairy elf stone, very peaceful, calming. It's good for taking radiation out of the body. And it's, again, another stone that you use to communicate with the fairies and the elves. All right, let's see. Now, if I've shown you rough rose quartz. All right, that is rough rose quartz, but in this light, it looks pretty white, huh? Yeah, well, it's the best I can do with what I have to work with, guys. All right, let's talk about one of my favorite stones ever. And it is the angelite stone. Now, I was allowed to discover the angelite properties, oh my God, 30 years ago. And angelite gets rid of burns and bruises overnight. I've had it heal cancers, tumors, cysts. When I had my broken finger, I made my own splint with angelite and Band-Aids. Yeah, splint. That's all I did, Band-Aid that around my finger. I healed it in 3.5 weeks, which is nothing for a broken bone. Angelite is also a mineral. So if you put it in water, it's going to slowly dissolve. And if you drink the water, your bones are going to get stronger. Your hair is going to get thicker and keep growing. Now, for those of your thicker hair, all you do is you take a small piece of angelite and put it in water, put it in a bottle, and then you're going to keep refilling the bottle. Now, this size is about a half dollar size. This will last you about 4 or 5 months. So it's not something that easily dissolves. I'll just give you an idea. Okay. All right, the small one to the left will last you a month and a half, 2 months. And to give you an idea, the small one is $5, you know, and the big one is $10. So I think it's a bargain. You know, I've noticed my hair started growing after I started ingesting angelite, and my bones certainly got stronger. So after I discovered angelite, I knew I had to do something with it to make it more practical. So I met my ex-husband, who's part of my life forever, my life story, and we created these really cool angelite tools. And they're for pain and stress release. You know, a lot of them have round bottoms. Yeah, use them for massage. And I like the handles, and other people do, because then you can grip it. They all have angelite in it to take pain away, which they do. And then I might put other stones in it to tweak it a little bit. But it all does healing. So I do many, many different shapes. You know, I've got pyramids, and you can put the pyramids on your body or in the room with you and command it to heal. Now, I like these flat ones. It's a little bit flatter on the bottom. You can use it for massage. But if you're getting dental work done, oh, it's nice to put on your face. And then it draws out through the crystal any trauma. And I got hearts and little pyramids, all kinds of different shapes with different handles, and then all kinds of pendants. Now, if you have asthma and you wear angelite, it can cut your asthma attacks down. And I've got all different shapes, you know, bracelets if you got a problem with your wrists. Earrings. Now, I have experienced, and I have met other people who have also experienced, that when they started wearing angelite earrings, their hearing improved. Now, mine improved. Like when you get in the car and you turn the radio on and you really turn up the volume, and the volume was so high that for me, it was like, you know, where halfway mark is, and then you go to the right about a quarter. Yeah, three quarters. That was my hearing. And now that I have worn angelite for a long, long time, and I don't need it anymore because my hearing improved. Now, if you can imagine, you go up to the halfway point to the radio dial and then go to the left a quarter. So my hearing improved half, I don't know, whatever, you know, like at least a half of what it was. Am I thrilled? Oh, yeah. So when I have a problem, I either get, or I have an ache or a pain, I get the angelite tool and I rub the angelite on me, or I have a nice flat slice that I'll actually use and put it on my body. Oops, sorry, it's got to go this way, huh? Oh, I can't do this backwards. All right, you'll have to trust me on that. So I can lay that on my body and it'll actually untraumatize wherever you put it on. Now, the thing about healing is, say if you have an operation and the doctor will cut you up and then he'll send you home to heal, and you'll heal. You sure will. However, the cells and atoms and molecules are all in trauma. And they've not been untraumatized, so it's always going to be the weak part of your body. And it's the part of the body that reacts to aches and pains in the weather, changes in the weather. It's that sensitive. So when you put the angelite tool over that area, or you know, a flat slice. It's going to untraumatize that area, and you're going to heal quicker. Now, if somebody's got a broken arm and they have a cast, you can actually tape that piece of angelite over the cast, and it'll still work. Now, I've actually gotten bigger. You can see my angelite table where I let people come in all the time and lay on it. But what's cool about this is all these pieces are separate. So if I have a guest come over, let me get my fingers under that. Okay. There we go. Okay, picked it up. I can put it under their bed. I can put it under their kid's bed. I can put it on the floor. I can do anything with it, actually. I can also add to it to make the bed bigger or wider. And actually, I even do have solid angelite beds, but I really think that when you put plates together, not only is it cheaper, but you can actually do and make it bigger. Now you can put these flat on the floor, and that's all you got to do, because the energies will go through a mattress. And also when you lay on the table, now all these angelite plates have crystals in them, and the crystals work with each other and they remember. So the more the table is used with whatever aches and pains and illness people have, the more it's going to remember, and the better it's going to work. And also when you lay on the table, the energy is going to go to where you need it. Now, I found that when I was in California, there was a woman who came on out to us. And at that time, we had like 4 or 5 angelite tables for people to lay on. And she had the last stages of AIDS. And she would come and just fall asleep for like about 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, I didn't care. And no, I didn't charge. We didn't charge for this. This is a free service. So if you come into my store, you can lay on this angelite table for free. So what she did is she laid on it for about 4 or 5 hours, and then she would get up and run 10 miles. Now, that's not exactly what I would do with that energy, but, you know, that was her choice and free will. So I love angelite. It's the most healing stone on the planet. I've had so many miracles with it. There was a woman who came in who told me that her friend had a car accident and he became a paraplegic from the waist down. So she bought him one of the angelite tools, which she gave him and showed him what to do. So he used it every day on his legs for 6 months. And she said at the end of 6 months, he was walking. And I don't make these stories up. These are true stories. Bad karma to lie. You know what I mean? Oops. Now I look at stones and the healing properties of stones like a science. Every stone has energy and vibration. And if you understand what that energy and vibration does, now you got a tool. Oh, I can talk guy language. Oh, yeah. Okay. So those are some of my favorite stones. And, you know, the angelite also, I've got them in different sizes and plates. And these are cool because they're portable. And I take them to bed with me. When I go out of town, I put it in my suitcase and I have something. If I get sick or start coming down with something while I travel or any kind of ache or pain, I just hold it there. You can also put it under your pillow, either a piece of angelite or one of the plates, and it will help you sleep. Now, the more you do the angelite bed, the less sleep you're going to need, because it's also going to heal you as you sleep. And it glows in the dark, guys. They glow in the dark. my Angelite tools. And that's an Angelite stool we made. How practical. So it glows in the dark, so you never lose your cool tools. And, you know, the electricity goes out, you're going to be able to find your tools and your healing stuff. So that is healing with rocks and stones, basic 101. Ooh, I'm going to sit down. I think we've gone through the majority of them. You know, if I can think of anything else, maybe next week we will talk about more stones. There we go. Oops. And it's going to switch. Oh, there we go. Let there be light. Now, if you want to develop your sensitivity with the stone, what you're going to do is you're going to get a crystal point. And now that I've sat down, and you're going to get one that's pointed in one direction, not double terminated. Of course, I grab a double terminated. All right. So this is a directional crystal. Point on one end and no point on the other. So you're going to hold it in your hand. Find my hand. Yay. All right. Oh God, this is so uncoordinated. Let's try the other hand. There we go. All right, so you're gonna hold it in your hand and you're gonna put the point where it's going toward your elbow. And that means it's gonna pull energy in. So then you hold it in your hand. And what you're gonna feel is the crystal may get warm. It may get sweaty in your hand. You might hear a heartbeat, but that's actually the crystal and the energy surges from the crystal. So now when you hold the crystal, you have to pay attention to your whole body. You have to pay attention to your chakras, which it'll open up, your temples. You can feel energy there. You might feel energy run up your arm different energy centers in the back, you know, all your chakras. And that's where that crystal is working on. Now, again, if you want to develop your sensitivity, hold it all the time. And you can do this. I mean, I used to do this when I was driving, because you can still drive and inwardly pay attention to your body. Now, after you've done that for a couple weeks and you've really allowed your sensitivity to develop, then hold another stone for like 3 or 4 days. Pay attention to your body and what that stone is doing. And then you're going to develop your sensitivity, and you're keeping developing your sensitivity to where you can hold a pine cone and you can feel the energy run up the pine cone. Or hug a tree and imagine the energy. You know, you're going to feel the energy of the tree and how it can ground you. You keep doing it enough, you're going to be able to do psychometry. And this is what I do. And it's where you can hold something of anybody's and be able to tune in to their energy. And you can give them a psychic reading that way. And it's also use it or lose it. So when I was awakening spiritually, I had a very good friend that we would practice together. So we would get together at the end of the day and I would, you know, give her something of mine to hold. And I would say, give me a reading. And she would give me a reading and then I would give her one. So it's a way of practicing, because when you do readings, you got to learn to step aside. And even though it doesn't make sense when it comes into your mind, it's not for you, it's for the other person you're giving it to. And also, you know, it helps you develop your sensitivity enough where you can feel the angels when they're around you and your teachers and guides. And also, who's bad and who's got good energy around you, where you can gently remove them from their life or keep them. But anyway, that's it for tonight, guys, and I hope you enjoyed this little stoner show. Hope to see you next week, same time, same place. Kathy Bilski, The Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite. UPR and radio from midnight to 1 o'clock Easter's time. And I guess we are doing the time change. I almost forgot to tell you, if things are going a little weird, Mercury is officially in retrograde. That means you got communication problems, cars may break down, computers, your phone, all kinds of weird stuff. Appointments may not want to come together. This is not the time to start new projects. This is not the time to sign new contracts. It's a time, though, for completing things and moving forward. Sometimes it's where people don't even want to go out of the house. It gets so crazy. But it's also a time period when something goes wrong, you can go, ah, it's retrograde. There we go. Well, good night, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you again enjoy the rock show. Have a good evening and a safe weekend. Aloha.
Get your horns up with me on Spaced Out Radio. This is Ron Bumblefoot Thaw. Come tune in to SOR where you can hear me rock out with Little Brother is Watching, the official theme song.